T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The second pick will be made by the Houston Rockets.
That's right, baby. The Houston Rockets last night. Clint said they were going to get the number one pick, and I almost thought it was going to happen. But the Pistons get the number one overall pick, but the Rockets get the second pick. At least disaster didn't occur where they were falling under four, and that pick would have been flip-flopped with the Miami Heat, and they would have gone down to 18. But they have the number two overall pick, and no better to have on a good friend of the show. You've heard him on Clint Sterner and the show a ton. It is Ryan McDonough on the line, our Odyssey NBA insider, Ryan McDonough. And remember, all insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Ryan, the number two pick, you're a former GM in this league. You've put together teams. You've put together parts of this Phoenix Suns team that may go to the NBA Finals. The Rockets have the number two overall pick. They have 23-24 to kick off this rebuild. Where would you go? What would you be looking at to rebuild this team?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been a while. Always great to be on with the two of you. And I'll give you the real answer, as we always do, Clint, in the show. When you're in a front office, you say, you know, we're just going to pick wherever. And then wherever the pick ends up, you say, oh, we're happy with it. There are a good crop of players available. We're going to get somebody good. But in reality, that's not always the case, right? That's a lot of front office speak. So last night was huge for the Houston Rockets, getting a top two pick. If Detroit does what is anticipated at one, they take Cade Cunningham, the big, talented, versatile guard out of Oklahoma State, then Raphael Stone and his staff in the Rockets front office have a number of good options available to them. Most of the guys that I talk to around the league who I really respect their evaluation ability think there are four or five elite players in this year's draft, including Evan Mobley, the big man from USC, Jalen Green, the talented shooting guard who played for the G League Ignite this year, and then Jalen Suggs, who you're listeners probably very familiar with, watching them lead Gonzaga to the national championship game before they're undefeated, and others, right? They'll look at Davion Mitchell and others. So the Rockets are in a really good spot. And guys, not every draft is created equal. Luckily for Rockets fans and your listeners in Houston, this is a very talented draft at the top, and the Rockets should get a very, very good prospect with the second pick.
Ryan, one thing you didn't mention in all of that is something that I saw last night on social media, for what it's worth. It was the notion that from Tillman Fertitta, Rockets owner, that possibly they could maybe trade that number two overall pick. Do you see that as a possibility, or is that a non-factor?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I mean, I think they'd have to be careful doing that, given how talented I think those guys are who are likely to be available with the second pick in the draft, but they did the right thing. I mean, look, from a front office and organizational perspective, you always say that we may trade the pick, right? Because you never know what the offer is going to be. Obviously, this wouldn't happen, but if the Dallas Mavericks call and say, hey, we'll, you know, trade Luka Doncic for number two, or New Orleans says the same thing with Zion Williamson, well, you have to be open to that. Or if somebody even throws in a veteran star in their prime, you know, so you have to you know, vet out all those possibilities, see how realistic they are. My guess is they keep the pick, guys. As you know, the Rockets had the worst record in the league this year. They've been through a lot, but they need a lot as well. They need a lot of talent and young talent, and the most sustainable way to build a championship contender over the long term is to draft and then develop those elite players. That's what we started to do in Phoenix. We ran out of time, but the Suns are reaping the benefits of that now, and my opinion, that's what the Rockets should do as well, unless an unbelievable godfather offer comes in that totally blows them away.
Sports Radio 610 Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough joining us on Sports Radio 610. Ryan, how rich is that first round draft this year for the Rockets with the 2, the 23, and the 24? How rich is that?
Well, I mean, certainly that's a good return. What I would look at, guys, what I think Stone and his staff will do is look at 22, 23 and 24 in the later part of the first round and see what those would bring in terms of maybe trade one for a, you know, young veteran player who can help the team win. Maybe you can package those two picks and move up. As you know, they need a lot, but they do have some young talent on the roster. I mean, Christian Wood had a very good year last year before he got injured. And you know, they've had other young players stand out as well at different times. Kevin Porter Jr., who they got from Cleveland, was a bit of a revelation. So the point there is they're going to get a really good player at 2. I don't think they necessarily need 3 more rookies. You know, so I'd look at 23 and 24 as, you know, perhaps being in play. You could try to package to move up. You could trade one and keep one, or you could even roll one or two of those over into a future draft to spread your assets out a little bit so you don't have a number of young players joining the organization all at the same time.
Our Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough joins us. Remember, all insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. I wonder where you go with this, because I just look at it and I see Evan Mobley, and I know he's a very talented guy, and there's some concern to me that he was at times had issues with being aggressive. What's your thought with the big man? The big man, this seems to be a wings and guards league right now, and to me, Green seems like the pick with the way the league is going right now. Your thoughts on the big man?
Yeah, what I would say, Sho, is I understand what you're saying, and a lot of that is accurate with the perimeter players dominating the league. However, I think what they need to determine in Houston's front office is if Evan Mobley is special. And I bring that up because we had about a 20-year drought between big men MVPs going all the way back to Shaq in the early 2000s. Well, who was the MVP this year? In a runaway, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. My midseason MVP before he got injured was Joel Embiid for the Philadelphia 76ers. So if you think he's going to be one of those guys, if you think he has the potential to be like those guys or Anthony Davis, then you pull the trigger. And because Evan Mobley is a kind of a new age big man. He's versatile. He can play on the perimeter. He can stretch the floor a little bit. He can sit down and guard a little bit and move his feet defensively. So he fits the prototype of what you would want. And that's the calculation for Houston's front office. Can he be special? Because, you know, even going back to a year ago, Anthony Davis was the second best player on a championship caliber team. We'll see what, you know, DeAndre Ayton's able to do for Phoenix the rest of the way. He's certainly off to a good start in his playoff career. So that's what Stone and his staff have to determine. Can Mobley be special? And if so, I wouldn't hesitate to draft him number 2 overall if they think he's the best prospect on the board.
As a former GM, do you see that out of Mobley? Do you see him in the range of Jokic and Anthony Davis and Embiid?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I need to do some more film work on him. Obviously, I don't dig into the level that I did on the team side, although I did watch him play quite a bit at USC. A guy I really like is Jalen Suggs, the guard out of Gonzaga. You know, led the team to an undefeated season all the way to the national championship game. Obviously, they were upset by Baylor, hit that historic shot to beat UCLA in the semifinal. I just think that kid's a winner. I think he's a leader and a winner. I think if you go back and look at his high school career, he was an outstanding quarterback who could have played QB at just about any school in the country. He's tough. You know, I think he rises to the occasion, and he's got a lot of what you're looking for as a you know, modern NBA guard and a franchise leader. So I take a long look at him. Also, Jalen Green, your listeners probably haven't seen him as much. He's really talented. I was impressed by his talent playing for the G League Ignite. He might have the most upside of anybody in this draft. He's got that star potential and that athletic burst that most of the great players and the great scorers have. So I think those two guys will be strongly in the mix. I'd lean to one of them probably, Suggs or Green, slightly over Mobley as we sit here a month or so before the draft.
Ryan, I was watching that that Phoenix game last night. And by the way, if you had anything to do with that, the Valley concept with the jersey and the court, well done, man. That's that's pretty sharp. But no, I heard the commentators last night say that 2 years ago, 2 seasons ago, Phoenix had it was next to worst record in the league. And so they've turned that thing around, I mean, in a very short period of time, considering what they're doing right now. When you look at the Rockets, you've seen what they went through last year. Now we know what the draft this year is going to look like. How possible, how quickly can they turn this thing around?
Well, they can do it quickly if they make the right moves. One thing I would say, guys, I mean, we started some of the rebuild in Phoenix when I was there in 2013 to 18 and kind of ran out of time with it. But what they should do, in my opinion, is find a young core of three or four players. I wouldn't recommend more than that. I think if you look at the history of teams that have tried to develop, you know, six or seven young guys at the same time, it's almost never worked out. But you find an elite group of three or four young players, and then, frankly, have to move on from some of the rest who are maybe they might go on to have solid careers elsewhere, but if you don't think those guys have star potentials or can't be starters or at the very least rotational players on a championship caliber team, as painful as it is, you have to move on quickly and surround them and supplement them with veterans. I think that's what they've done well in Phoenix. When my group was there, we drafted Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Mikal Bridges. They hung on to those three guys, moved on from some other young guys who didn't work out as well, and then obviously the big move this summer for Chris Paul, and then supplementing them with Jay Crowder and other veterans. I think they've done an excellent job of that, and I think Houston would be wise to try to follow that blueprint as well, as long as or as soon as they have the young core in place.
You hear that, Clint? Ryan, don't let them know. Yeah, go ahead and let them know. When we were there, we drafted Booker, Ayton, and Bridges. Make sure you get that out. I think you should get a ring if they win the championship, Ryan. And you and your group, you should get a ring. But, yeah, make sure you let everybody know. That core on that team, we drafted them, baby. I like that from you. I saw you sneak that in, Ryan. That is.
Hey, we're journalists, Joe. I just got to be accurate, you know, in my reporting. By the way, I do have a ring from the Celtics in 2008, but I could use a purple and orange one as well. The green and silver one's pretty nice, too.
Come on, baby.
All right, Ryan, thank you for jumping on with us. And we can't wait to hear you next month coming up during the finals. We'll love to get your insight on everything that's going on, and especially if that Suns team is there. We know you know them very, very well. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Anytime, guys. It's going to be a great month. We got the finals and we got the draft, and now your Rockets have the number 2 pick, so we'll break it all down next time I'm on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.